Chick hot dogs, peanuts right here.
KTRL presents High School Sports.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome down here to beautiful Audubon, Iowa. Jeff Lifeman, Mason Nealon with you here tonight on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Arc of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Our winner here tonight is headed to the state softball tournament, which will get underway on Monday of next week. We've got the Spartans of Exira, Oakland, and Kimbleton under head coach Tom Peterson, assisted, of course, by Chris Obermeyer, Alexis Obermeyer, and Shea Burmeister. They are number one ranked and 22-4 on the year. They went 13-4 in the Western Iowa Conference. They've won seven straight and, of course, have won their last five. Their two postseason games was a 5-1 victory over Bedford on Friday night. They rolled by East Mills 12-0 in their opening round game. They closed out the regular season with a 12-1 win over Coon Rapids Bayard, knocked off a ranked Newell Fonda team right here 7-3, and got by Woodbine as well by a score of 6-4. For Fremont Mills, this is a very good team that somehow Mason is not ranked, but was earlier in the year. They're under head coach Kyle Fichter. He is assisted by Tracy Malcolm. They went 21-3 this year, 11-1 in the Corner Conference. They tied for first place with Griswold. They have won 4-0, 4-1 in their last five. They beat IKM Manning to get here tonight, 11-1. Beat East Union as well, 10-1 in the opening round. Prior to that, they knocked off Woodbine 8-3, beat Sydney 20-0. Their last loss was to St. Albert by a score of 12-7. Ringing in my broadcast partner here real quick, Mason Nealon. Mason, these two teams haven't seen each other this year, but they've had some familiar foes.
Yeah, and, you know, the one that really stood out to me was the Griswold game. Obviously, IKM Manning was one that was similar as well, with the postseason kind of looming over that game. But, you know, I saw Fremont Mills against IKM Manning. This is a team that I will say Coach Fichter does a really nice job of coaching, because they will figure out your weakness quick and they will expose it. The weakness IKM Manning showed against them was that they weren't able to field a bunt very cleanly and they weren't able to get the out that way. They bunted the next, like, seven or eight batters and really said, if you're not going to be able to cleanly field this bunt, you're going to have to figure it out pretty quick. So I think that that's something that they really do possess here. And I think tonight, you know, you just got to go off the fact that if you're Exira, you're the number one team. Nobody stands in front of you. You got to play like that. So, you know, whatever team shows up and plays tonight really should be the one that's in the driver's seat.
And the Spartan team, a lot of their leaders were a part of that team that made it to the state championship game just two seasons ago. So they come in here with some confidence. Now, we mentioned that these two teams have seen some familiar foes. Here's the teams that they both played this year and how they did. The Spartans swept IKM Manning in two games. They beat St. Albert 1-0. Beat Arweva 1-0, knocked off Bedford 1-0, and Griswold 1-0. This is the wins, not the scores, folks. And they were 1-0 against Woodbine as well. So they went undefeated against the teams that Fremont Mills played during the regular season as well and in the postseason. For Fremont Mills, they were 1-0 against Arweva, 2-0 against Bedford, 2-1 against Griswold. They split with them in the regular season and then knocked them off in the Corner Conference tournament. They also went 1-0 against Woodbine, 1-0 against IKM Manning, and 0-1 against St. Albert. So they were 7-2 against the same familiar opponents. We'll step away, take a break. We'll dive deeper into both of these teams when we come back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up for you here on 93.7 at KKRL. We're coming to you from the Motor and Broadcast booth.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Welcome you back here on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. And what a gorgeous night we have for you here tonight down in beautiful Audubon, Iowa. It's about 90 degrees right now. Not quite that warm, but getting close to that, and that's almost a perfect weather as our temperature again here tonight, sitting right now at 86 degrees. It does feel like it is 88 degrees, and we're going to drop down into the 60s before the night is over. But Mason, hardly any clouds in the sky. You and I are going to be staring in the sun all night, but I think we're going to take it because this one should be a fun one tonight.
Yeah, I'm already sweating because, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of this warm weather. I like kind of the early softball games when it's a little chillier, and I know you don't agree with that one bit. But, yeah, it should be a good night tonight, and I know both of us have kind of been familiar with, you know, staring into the sun. You've covered a couple of Exira games, or Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon games. I've covered a couple of them, and this is just kind of how you go with it here. But when you have this good of a team, you kind of just take the trade-off.
Yeah, absolutely, and we do have a couple of extra co-workers down here tonight. We've got Jeff Storyhan, who's huddling over, taking a picture of your foot right now, but he's going to be down here taking pictures for us tonight. And, of course, those are going to be free to download. Again, very professional photos. He's a professional photographer, and those photos will be free to download on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, and Instagram pages coming up later on. And then we also have Connor Krapak down here tonight, and he's going to be shooting some video highlights for us, brought to you by Western Iowa Networks, and those, I think, go over really well as well.
Yeah, you can find them on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, all of those different sites. All you got to do is look up CB Sports Network. It'll be kind of the highlights of this game from both Fremont and Exira Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon, and those come out about the day after, so probably tomorrow sometime you'll see those as well. I know we'll have some video highlights tomorrow as well for our game, so be on the lookout for all that stuff coming up throughout this week.
Absolutely. We try to bring you as wide of a range of coverage as we certainly can. Real quick here, what stood out for you besides the bunting? What stood out for you about Fremont Mills against Ikeem Manning the other night?
Their ability to get out of innings very cleanly. I mean, they turned two double plays in different innings here. They had one where it was the girl fielded it at short, stepped on second, throw to first, double play, ends the inning. The other one, second baseman grabs the ball, tags one of the runners from Ikeem Manning, throws to first, they get the double play there. They are just very efficient with where they want to go with the ball, and they kind of understand, you know, the game pretty well to be able to know, you know, this is where I can get two instead of getting one out. You know, this is where I have to go with this ball, especially on that tag one, just seeing the runner in front of you put the glove out and then turn and throw to first.
We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors at tailgate coming up next right here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experiences highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day.
Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, Raf!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experience is highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Mackey Motors tailgate here on 93.7 at KKRL. Jeff Blank and Mason Nealon with you here tonight. Our Class 1A Region 2 final between the Spartans of Exirocon, Kimbleton, Audubon, and Fremont Mills. Mason, for you, what have you seen? I know you've seen Exirocon, Kimbleton, Audubon, I think, three times this year. I've seen them, I think, two or three times. Actually, I think I saw them four times because I went down to their Griswold tournament. What stands out to you about this team?
You look at the way that this team plays against high-level competition. They beat the number one team in Class 2A early in the year. They beat a team that was ranked in 3A all year. They beat a team in Loma that's ranked in the top 15 in 2A. They beat a Newell team that's ranked within the top 8 of 1A. They just routinely have played with the best of the best competition in this area of the state of Iowa. I mean, they play with Riverside, Missouri Valley, Logan Magnolia. So this is a team that's no stranger to big moments and big games. And like you said, they win tournaments at Griswold. They won that tournament. They play different teams kind of all around the state to be able to be familiar with different styles. And this is a team that really doesn't have bad nights, to say the least. But, you know, they're just a team that even if it does look like a bad night, they're able to get through those games really well.
Yeah, great leadership on this team. That comes from the coaching staff and the veterans on this team, whether it be the seniors or the juniors that have been through a lot of wars. Riley Miller is special in the circle. She gives you that chance against everybody. I think Anna Larson is really, really good out in center field. You got Taryn Peterson, I think one of the best shortstops in the state of Iowa. So that up the middle defense with Riley, then Taryn, and then Anna is about as good as you're going to get in 1A.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at, you know, Riley Miller, she's back-to-back defending Rewind kid for us.
Taryn
Peterson,
yes.
She's been invited for, I think, a number of years now, and she's
yep.
a girl that could probably play that any sport in college if she really wanted to. And Anna Larson, you know, she's one that doesn't get a lot of recognition sometimes because you do have those two stellar athletes in Riley and Taryn, but she quietly hits above 400, plays the ball really well in the outfield, and just she's kind of that middle that you need between those two in the batting line order, and she's that center fielder that you kind of need to be successful.
Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First of all, for the Knights, they'll lead things off. Their outstanding center fielder, Lana Alley, batting second and playing second is Reese Goot. Pitching tonight, batting third is Adeline Billingsley. The catcher, Lindsey Smith, will hit in the cleanup spot, batting fifth and playing third base is Kinley Blackburn. The left fielder, Sage Mitchell, will hit in the sixth hole, batting seventh out in right field is Carly Knuckles. The first baseman, Melody Fichter, is hitting in the eighth hole, and Abby Malcolm will bat ninth and play shortstop. For the home team here tonight, the Spartans of Exirocon, Kimbleton, Audubon, they'll lead things off with their shortstop, Taryn Peterson. Batting second and playing center field is Anna Larson. The pitcher tonight, Riley Miller, in the three hole. Playing first base batting cleanup is Briley Peterson. Over at first base batting at fifth is Lucy Standerson. The left fielder, Abby Wanzer, in the sixth hole. Batting at seventh and catching tonight is Zoe Rasmussen. Batting eighth as the DP is Brennan Nelson. Out in right field, batting ninth is Jordan Mulford. And batting not batting tonight and playing second base is Aubrey Nelson. We'll step away for our national anthem. We're back with first pitch tonight between the Spartans and the Knights. That's coming up for you next, right here on the Motor Inn broadcast booth.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Come on, Raf.
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Tailgate, again brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Arc of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them on online as well at MackeyMotors.com. In the circle for the Spartans tonight will be the junior, Riley Miller. She comes in 16-4 on the year, 110 and two-third innings, giving up 69 hits and 40 runs. 25 of those have been earned. Her ERA at 1.58. She has walked 30, has hit 5, has struck out 186. Her walks and hits per innings pitched is .89, and opponents are batting 151 against her this year. This is her 16th start and 20th appearance in the circle. For the defense tonight, it'll be the sophomore Zoe Rasmussen behind the plate, the sophomore Riley Peterson at first, the freshman Aubrey Nelson at second, the sophomore Lucy Standerson at third, and the junior Taryn Peterson getting the start at shortstop. The outfield, senior Abby Wanzer in left, senior Anna Larson in center, and senior Jordan Mulford getting the start out in right field. Lana Alley, the senior center fielder for the Knights, leading things off. She'll be followed again by Reese Goot and Adeline Billingsley. And Alley coming in. Mason, you said she is fun to watch. 519 on the year, 18 RBI. She has scored 41 times, and she is blazingly fast.
Look at this infield already for her.
Yep, they've gotten pretty much everybody pulled in except for Briley Peterson. So you got Aubrey Nelson, Taryn Peterson, who is now playing third, and Lucy Standerson at short. They're all within about 10 feet of home plate right now, saying, try and find a spot to bunt this ball to. She's going to swing it away, and there's a swing and a miss, and the count evens up at one ball and one strike. And that's got to be a little daunting if you're Allie staring out at that.
Yeah, beautiful coaching here by Tom Peterson to know the batter and know that she wants to bunt early here, so you try and throw her off as a girl that bats over 500.
1-1 offering on the way, chopped, and that is going to be right back to the pitcher. Miller will field, and she is going to throw her out for the first out here in the ballgame on a 1-3 putout, and it'll bring up now Reese Goot, the second baseman, a senior, hitting .477, 21 RBI, has scored 35 times this year, has walked 11 times, her on-base percentage coming in at .575, and the Wheeler's going to stay in that sect. Same defensive look. The pitch on the way, up top, one ball, no strikes. The only thing that's different, Mason, is Terrence moved back to the shortstop spot with Lucy Standerson now back over to third base.
And I think that's because the new batter is a lefty, so I think that they're facing Taryn kind of where she's going to get it there.
Fastball catches the outside corner that time by Miller. She's done a nice job of moving things around here early. One ball and one strike right now on Goot with Billingsley waiting on deck. The 1-1 offering, squares around, pulls the bat back, takes that one up top, two balls and one strike. And Mason, what a great crowd here tonight. This place is packed.
Yeah, this is exactly what you hope out of a regional final, and congratulations to both teams making it here, but also thanks to the fans for coming tonight.
2-1 offering, squares around, takes that pitch low and away. And Goot out in front now of Miller, three balls and one strike. You can tell Riley having a conversation with the coaches over there in the dugout door. I think she's communicating with them what she wants to come with here. Pitch on the way, fastball in there for strike two. And the count runs full now on Goot.
and important to get her here now because you took your infield in, and it looks like they're going to probably shift him back here now with a 3-2 count.
Yeah, not as worried about a potential bunt. 3-2 pitch taken for ball four. That one close. And that'll be the first walk given up here tonight by Riley Miller. And it'll put a runner at first. And now Mason, you can't be as good probably as having players up because now you got to protect against the steal. And this is a team that likes to bunt up and down the lineup. Even their pitcher, Adelin Billingsley, the freshman hitting 400. Four double, a triple, 28 RBI on the year, and the first pitch on the way. Changeup swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1.
And I like where they go here. They put Taryn back, you know, who's a stellar athlete to be able to cover ground. You put her back, and you bring Nelson and Stanerson in to cover the bunt, which means you can get the steal if you want to throw down to there, but you can also get the bunt if they're trying to push him around.
And tell you what, Riley Miller fields her position very well in the circle. Pitch on the way. Runner goes. The throw down is not going to be in time. And there's the first stolen base by Fremont Mills here tonight. Count should be, I think, one ball and one strike. And Goot up to second base, now in scoring position. Goot coming into that one was 37 of 38, now 38 of 39 in stolen bases.
And I like what Taryn did there, not try and tag the ball if she knew it wasn't there.
There's a line drive, base hit down the line. That's going to get into the corner. Wander will track it down. Run's going to come in to score. Billingsley going to dig in for the double, her fifth double of the year. And that is going to make it a 1-0, a lead here for the Knights.
And that's where pulling that corner does kill you. You know, you worry about the bunt a little bit, but that time a nice hit from Billingsley to go just over the top. It rolls out there as Wandsworth is playing towards more of the scoreboard instead of towards where the restrooms would be here in Audubon.
Lindsey Smith, now the catcher, stamping in. The senior will take the first pitch off of her leg, so a hit by pitch. And that's going to put runners at first and second. And for Smith, that is the sixth time she has been hit this year. It'll bring up their third baseman, Kinley Blackburn, the senior. 438 on the year, 11 doubles, 3 triples, 2 home runs, 27 RBI. Has walked 9 times, her slugging percentage at .797. This might be one of the few girls in this lineup you don't slide in on.
Yeah, now you try to make maybe you can turn 2 here if you're lucky. If not, go to third if anything close. Get the out.
Pitch on the way, taken up top. 1 ball, no strikes, and the strike zone. Looks like that upper pitch not going to be there here tonight. He's been consistent so far.
Yeah, and that will help some of the bunts, you know, because you don't have to try and go up and swing down at it. You can go down and try to put it down.
1-0 offering, swung on and missed, came back with a fastball towards the outside corner. That'll even things up here at 1 ball and 1 strike.
And now, you know, if you're Xyra here, or Xyra Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon, you know, you got to still stay patient. It's just 1-0. It's the first inning. You had the same thing happen against Newell and Loma when I was here. You fell down early. You're going to have to get the defense going, get the offense going after that. So make sure that you just stay patient. Don't get ahead of yourself here.
Yeah, and this team's not going to panic. Mason, I'm trying to see, is that a new number over at first base?
I do not believe so.
Okay, nope, it is 9, so that is still Smith. I didn't know if the catcher, they had snuck in a courtesy runner here. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Nice fastball that time by Riley Miller, and they count 1 ball and 2 strikes. This would be a big strikeout here because then you got to force out at third, second, or first to get out of this inning with no more damage done.
Yeah, and Miller's really good about this with the 1-2s here. She's not going to put it right down the middle to hang something there.
1-2 offering. Got her to chase that rise ball. That'll be the first strikeout tonight for Riley Miller, second out here in the inning. That one's huge. It'll bring up the left fielder, Sage Mitchell, the senior, hitting .315, 4 double, 18 RBI. She has walked 6 times. Her slugging percentage coming in at .370. So Mitchell will step in, another right-handed hitter. Miller steps off the rubber, takes a look over to the dugout, now gets the call she wants. She'll come to the plate. They're setting up low and outside, and that one catches the outside corner at the knees. And the count is 0-1.
Would be big to slam the door on this inning, giving out just the 1 run with 2 on here. Whether that's strikeout or fueling the ball cleanly, maybe a flyout, whatever you need to do, slam the door on this inning.
0-1 offering. Comes back with that low away. This one's going to be fouled out of play up the first base side in the count 1-2. And right now it looks like what they're trying to do is force Mitchell to hit it to the right side and probably on the ground.
Yeah, now here's the big thing. Look for the rise ball here to try and strike her out.
0-2 pitch comes back with the rise ball, as Mason said. That one up top, 1 ball, 2 strikes.
Because Riley's really good at that on 0-2, going with the rise ball to get somebody who's a little anxious to swing something low when it's going high.
Billingsley at second, Smith on at first. There's a high pitch. That one is going to be fouled out of play back behind us. And the count will remain 1 ball and 2 strikes. Top of the first inning here, our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Again, Culver celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of these years in Carroll. 1-2 pitch, got her to chase one outside, so Miller comes back gets a couple of strikeouts to end the inning, but Fremont Mills gets on the board first. They'll pick up a one run. They get that one run on one hit. There was no errors, and they leave two runners left on base. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. It's Knights 1, Spartans nothing. Back right after this on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experience is highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Freshman Adelaide Bingsley getting the start in the circle tonight for the Knights, coming in 9-2 on the year, having thrown 47 and a third innings, giving up 46 hits and 25 runs. 14 of those have been earned, her ERA at 1.99. She has walked to 3, hit 2, struck out 32. Her walks and hits per innings pitch is .99. Opponents are batting .228 against her this season. She is making her 11th start and 13th appearance in the circle. She'll be facing Taryn Peterson, Anna Larson, Riley Miller. About as good a 1-2-3 as you're going to find to open things up here in the bottom of the first. We'll give you that night defense coming up here in just a moment. Peterson, the junior shortstop, .542, 8 doubles. She'll take the first one in there for strike one. Peterson also, again, has got 8 doubles, 3 triple, 5 home run, 21 RBI. She has scored 53 times. She's not too bad out on the base pass, 42 of 43 in stolen bases. The 0-1 pitch taken up top, 1 ball and 1 strike. We talk about Allie and her ability as a leadoff hitter. Taryn Peterson right in that same company.
Yeah, Taryn, I mean, power and finesse in this.
There's a swing and a miss as Billingsley came with the changeup. 1-2. Lindsey Smith, the senior behind the plate. Melody Fitcher over at first. She's a freshman. The senior Reese Goot at second. You've got the senior Kinley Blackburn at third. And the freshman Abby Malcolm getting the start at short. There is a chopper foul. And the count going to remain at 1-2. That one just fouled down the third base side. The outfield here real quick. The senior Sage Mitchell in left. The senior Lana Alley in center, and the junior Carly Nichols getting the start out in right field.
Fremont Mills probably happy that stall, because that's more than likely a stand-up double when it goes right down the line.
Yeah, which could turn into a triple for her. There's a shot out into left field. That's going to take a big hop into the chest of Mitchell. That'll keep Peterson at first with a single. And a good start here for the Spartans with their leadoff batter on. And there is something with the energy that Taryn brings, Mason, when she comes pumped and energetic and high in spirit and talking a lot, this team plays better.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that really feeds off that leadoff hitter. You know, they're going to be good no matter what, but Taryn's got to get on.
Anna Larson up to the plate, the throw down to second. Peterson easily in with the stolen base. Taryn now 43 of 44 in stolen bases. First pitch, a ball to Anna Larson, the senior coming in. Hitting .423, 7 doubles, 25 RBI, 26 runs scored, 16 walks. On base percentage at .539. That one's going to be taken outside. And with her squaring around, she's a good bunter. She's got 5 sacrifices on the year, Mason. That puts pressure on the defense, because now your third baseman in Blackburn's got to crash. That puts pressure on your shortstop, Malcolm, to have to cover third. And there is going to be the bunt fielded that time. And the throw over to first is just in time. Nice catch that time by the first baseman Fitcher to reach out and glove that one on the throw by Blackburn, but the sack bunt will move the runner over to third base.
Yeah, and the more important thing now is you have two power hitters in Miller and Peterson coming up, so you kind of use the speed of Larson to maybe see if you can get the sack bunt down and get somebody on first, but now you got two girls that can find a gap and maybe bring this game back to tied up.
Riley Miller, the junior, coming in, hitting .448, 6 double, home run on the year. She'll take the first pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Miller has added 32 RBI, 30 runs scored, 20 walks on the year, slugging percentage at .582. Righty-righty matchup here with Billingsley. 0-1 offering. Chopped out towards short. That's going to score the run. The throw to first is just in time as Malcolm struggled a little bit to get that one out of the glove. But Mason, that's how you manufacture a run. And Riley Miller picking up her 33rd RBI of the season.
Yeah, beautifully hit there because you make the shortstop either debate on do we want to try and get home and make the tag or do you want to throw in first and get the force out. That time they go home or first, which easily scores the run from Karen.
Yeah. Early in the game, you're going to take the out, so you try and keep away from the big inning. Pitch in there for a strike to Peterson. Nope, just missed up top at the count 1-0. Riley, the sophomore, coming in, hitting .366, 7-double, 4 home run, 25 RBI. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball down the middle. And I'm not going to call that a changeup, but she certainly took something off of that one.
Yeah, and sometimes that's what it takes to find the strike zone. You know, you don't have to blaze it right past them every time. Just find the zone, make them hit it.
1-1 pitch. That's, again, going to be chopped out. So to Malcolm at short, she'll field and throw the ball. They're going to get away from the first baseman. Pitcher and moving down to second is going to be Riley Peterson on the air.
Yeah, and a huge, you know, double there for her off the air. You're able to get there, and the big thing here is the, you know, heads-up play of Peterson to look down, see the ball on your right side, and just immediately turn. Don't second-guess yourself, because when you second-guess, then you automatically have to come back because you'll get thrown out.
And a really nice job, I think, by Chris Obermeyer there in the first base the coach's box to be letting her know that that one squeezed by as Lucy Standerson will step in. First pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. The Spartan third baseman, a sophomore, hitting .315, 4-double, a triple, 18 RBI on the year. The 0-1 offering, 1-1 our score, a chopper down to third. The throw is going to sail, and Peterson will come in to score the second run. And the Spartans have taken a 2-1 lead on the air by Blackburn, so back-to-back errors have put the Spartans up here as Peterson scoring easily that time from second base, and that's just rushing the throw. She had plenty of time.
And that's what good teams do to you. You put the pressure on some of these girls to make the plays over at first with two outs on the board. And that time you just threw it high because you were scared. You know, you got to make the play.
Abby Wanser will step in. The senior left fielder chops that and foul back behind the plate. And the count is 0-1. Wanser hitting .277, a couple of double, 12 RBI on the year. So walked seven times. Let's see Standerson out at second. Decent, good base runner, 15-15, but not going to try and steal her, I'm sure, with it. Two outs. That pitch is fouled out of play up the first base side. And the count is 0-2. And the other night, I had a bunch of young little kids that were sprinting after every foul ball. I don't see that here tonight. Is everybody pretty focused on the game?
Yeah, I mean, when you got number one and another team like Fremont Mills, who probably could be around that ranked area as well, you know, a lot of the focus is sitting right here in the field.
The 0-2 offering to Wanser is going to also be fouled out. That's going to go up into the cornfield up the first base side, and the count will remain no balls and two strikes. Zoe Rasmussen, the Spartan catcher, is waiting on deck. What a gorgeous, gorgeous night down here in Audubon. Appreciate everybody tuning in here on 93.7 KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. There's a chopper up the middle, fielded that time nicely by the pitcher Billingsley. Her play over to first is in time for the final out of the inning, but the Spartans score two. They get two runs on one hit. There was two errors. They leave one left on base. We're through one complete. Spartans on top 2-1. We're back in a minute here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Spartans with two in the bottom of the first. Mason had a chance to get more, but a good play by Billingsley to get her and her Knights out of the inning.
Yeah, and for a team like Exira that really feeds off momentum, I mean, if you give them another run there and give them an insurance run heading into this inning, you never know what's going to happen there. For Billingsley, though, I mean, that was a quick bang-bang play, able to get it in the glove and go to first. So good job from her, and especially good job here from the Spartans to be able to battle back down 1-0 and flip the script now.
Carly Knuckles going to lead things off, followed by Melody Fitcher and Abby Malcolm as we head to the top of the second. Spartans slide in defensively. Again, there's a pop-up. Taryn Peterson playing back at short will drift in front of the second baseman. She's going to make the catch, and there is one up and one down on one pitch. And if you're the Spartans, Mason, you've got to be happy with having to get that first out just in one pitch, because Riley threw probably more pitches than you wanted or two on a hot night in that first inning.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. It's going to be warm in the circle tonight, so the minimal pitches you can get is the best.
Swing and a miss that time by Fitcher, the first baseman. Fitcher coming in, hitting .259, a double, three triple, 19 RBI on the year. She's walked seven times, has struck out 11 on the year, the on-base percentage at .338. One offering coming up. They're setting up outside. That one comes right down the middle of the pipe. And they count no balls and two strikes. What have you seen from Riley here so far?
Just being Riley at the end of the day. She's pitching the ball well, and she's kind of hitting her spots pretty well tonight.
The 0-2 offering comes with that rise ball, and pitcher able to hold back on it, the coach's daughter. And they count one ball, two strikes. You know a player's really good when somebody just explains how she's playing by just saying she's being Riley.
Yeah, I mean, you know what you're going to get from Riley Miller there as she throws the ball. But the one thing I will say is kind of funny here when you look at it as a batter, you got to know the rise ball is coming on 0-2 because she's thrown it now three different batters. So if you're right there, you know, you got to sit on and wait.
2-2 pitch on the way is a line foul out of play up the first base side. That one almost got a gentleman walking over there behind the dugout, but he showed more athleticism than Mason has to be able to get out of the way of that one. And the count will set at 2-2.
If you want to see some athleticism, show up Thursday. I'll show everyone.
2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. That'll be strikeouts at number three. When a 55-year-old guy jumps higher than you after the Winter All-Star Series, I don't know if I'd be challenging me to something in the summer.
I challenge you to the home run derby.
Abby Malcolm, the shortstop, coming in. Pitch on the way. That one is fouled out of play up the first base side, and the count is 1-1. Sorry to call you out on the radio, but not really.
I've called other people
out.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
You got to be able to take it if you're going to dish it out.
Yep, that's our friendship, right? That's our working relationship. We
friendship's
like to give each other
a strong word.
A little bit of a hard time, anyway.
I'm just messing.
I know
but
you are.
Yeah, I mean, so far, honestly, not a bad game from either team. Fremont, yep. I think Xyra's executing their plan a little bit better than what Fremont would want them to right now, being able to pull in those two corners and try and get outs that way.
0-2 our 0-1 offering coming up. That one is bunted up in the air, foul up the third base side. Both Rasmussen and Standerson giving chase. That'll run the count here to no balls and two strikes.
Yeah, and that time, you know, you go with the 0-1 to try and bunt that one down. You know, now you got to swing away.
Caitlin, bet on me. That's all I'll say.
Caitlin who?
Caitlin McAllister. She was wondering if they were placing bets. Just bet on me. 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses inside. One ball and two strikes.
Tell Caitlin that she better be there Thursday then, too. I hope to see her Thursday then.
You'll be lucky to get one out of the infield.
We'll see.
1-2 offering on the way. Take it outside. Two balls and two strikes.
And now if you're Riley, it's time to attack that zone. You know, make one of the Fremont Mills girls hit against you once again here.
Now the challenge is now on. Sean Bergmeyer said he's pitching to both of us in the home run derby. 2-2 offering popped up. That should be playable. Rasmussen will call up Sanderson, and she will make the catch. And there are three outs here in the inning, a 1-2-3 inning for the Spartan defense. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We're headed to the bottom of the second. Spartans on top 2-1. We're back in a minute here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experiences highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Zoe Rasmussen just made that catch here a moment ago to end the top of the second. She'll lead off the bottom of the second, followed by Brennan Nelson and Jordan Mulford. She'll take the first pitch in there for strike one. Rasmussen coming in, the sophomore, hit 219 this year with a double, a home run, 7 RBI on the year. Has done a really good job behind the plate. There's a chopper, and that one is going to be foul, and the count, no balls and two strikes.
And now you got to have some really good plate discipline because if you're Zoe, I mean, 0-2, you swung on that last one a little inside. Anything, you know, it's kind of what Riley does to some girls, too. If it's a rise ball, if it's up high, if it's low and away, don't swing at it.
0-2 offering. They go up top. That'll be taken for ball one. Spartans got a single by Taryn Peterson. She stole second, bunted over to third by Anna Larson, and then scored on an air on a ball hit by Briley Peterson. That one's going to be pop foul. It's going to go just behind us. And the count is 1-2. So neither one of the runs scored by the Spartans in that first inning were earned. But that doesn't matter on the scoreboard. Pitch on the way, take it outside. And the count 2-2. Good job by Rasmussen to let that one go.
And that's one thing he gives them, a really good plate discipline. If it's close, they'll foul it off. If not, they're going to let it go.
2-2 pitch popped up. Drifting in is the center fielder, also coming in and unable to make the play as Mitchell, the left fielder. And Rasmussen going to reach on the air, and that one was in that triangle as Alley was coming in from center, Mitchell was coming in from left, and Malcolm was drifting back. It was going to be a really tough play for Malcolm. Mitchell got there, Mason, and just had it pop out of the glove, so I'm going to air on that one. Is Maya King going to come in to run here tonight?
The big thing is you can't hear through our headsets here, but I would be curious to see who called who off or if anyone called anyone off, because all three of the girls tried to make a play on it, but at the end of the day, one of them was able to come in and try and make the play. So I would be curious when and who called who off there.
I was going to say it had to have been Mitchell because she's the one that tried to make the play, so I'm guessing that she's the one that called everybody off. That'll bring in now the eighth grader, Brennan Nelson, hitting 600 on the air, makes good contact with the ball. She'll take the first pitch up top. For ball one, Maya King, a very good base dealer, 9 of 9 in stolen bases on the year. We're going to get a quick timeout, and Tom Peterson wanting to make sure that all of his players on the same page here tonight.
I think the big thing here, we've talked to Tom about this in many of our interviews this season, Jeff, is smart base running here. Don't run into and out if you're going to be hit, you know, like if you hit one through the infield here, don't take third if you know you're going to get out, or if you're going to go steal, make sure you're going to get there in time, because I know that they want to be aggressive and put runs across the board, but you also don't want to run yourself into an out.
Second straight inning to open up the ballgame that the Spartans have got the lead runner on. And Mason, we were talking, I know I talked with Justin Yetmore the other night during the baseball game. We're guessing it's got to be somewhere over 80% of innings where a leadoff runner gets on, the team scores. May not always be that leadoff runner,
yeah,
but I would say close to 80%, if not more, of the innings the team gets their leadoff runner on, they score.
Yeah, because you put more pressure on the defense there.
Bunt attempt going to be bunted and it caught by the catcher. That'll run the count to 1-1 here on Nelson. That's the first time I'd really seen Nelson square around. Usually they'd been kind of swinging away with her, and she makes good contact with the ball, and there's a swing and a miss, and the count now 1-2.
And the big thing now, you know, again, foul it off if it's close, and you are an eighth grader playing in probably the biggest game you've ever played in your career, so you just got to know here if it's close, foul it off. If not, you know, just take this one for a ball, reset for the next pitch.
1-2 pitch coming up. King still over at first, and there is that chopper out towards the shortstop. They'll go to second to get the lead runner, so a heads-up play by Malcolm and by Goot to get over there and make the catch at second to get the lead runner. Reaching on the fielder's choice is Nelson. That'll bring up now Jordan Mulford, the senior right fielder, hitting 328, couple of double, 14 RBI, 26 runs scored. See you at three Crusaders over there. We've got Blake Hayden. We've got
Lydia McAllister.
Lydia McAllister, thank you. I knew it was McAllister. I couldn't get the first name to come out. And then Jace Baker sitting over there, yep.
Yeah, Jace is one of your favorite Crusaders.
Yeah, he called me ancient the other night. He told me he thought he was, I was like 65.
I think he said senior citizen.
He did call me a senior citizen, yeah. You're not even anywhere close to a senior citizen yet.
We won't put your age on the air.
Yeah, that's 55. That's still young. The 0-1 pitch pulls the bat back. And the ball taken up, stop for one ball and one strike.
And the big thing here, Jeff, if Jordan gets on, you have one out with Taren up, two on. That's a big inning that you could be brewing there. So the big thing here for Jordan, you know, get on. Don't hit into a double play if you can. But the other thing is just get on base here if you can.
And Nelson's got to be smart. That bunted up into the air. That's caught, and there's the double play to end the inning. That happened to him the other night. That time it's an L5 three double play, and that will get the Knights out of trouble here in the second inning for the Spartans. No runs on, no hits, so one error, and nobody left on base. We are going to head to the top of the third. It's still a 2-1 ball game. We're back right after this on KKRL.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Top of the order due up here for the Knights as we head into the top of the third inning. Lana Alley will be followed by Reese Goot and Adeline Billingsley. She'll file the first pitch back, and the count 0-1. She grounded back to the pitcher her first time up.
And as a batter, you're pretty intimidated when they pull two girls in about 10 feet away from you.
Yeah, pitch on the way in there for strike two. So, again, they've got Aubrey Nelson, who's playing second, standing almost in front of the pitcher circle, and then they had Lucy Standerson at third this time in front of the pitcher circle up the third base side. So they're really kind of trying to take that bunt away. Allie almost beat the play out to first on the chopper back to the pitcher her first time up. She runs very, very well. She'll take the 0-2 pitch up top of the count, one ball, two strikes.
Yeah, Allie's going to run at Northwest Missouri State next year for track. She'll join former Carroll grad Marie Day
down there on
that track staff. So
we had Marie in our rewind program about a month or so ago. That one popped up on the infield. Standerson's got to beat at it on third. She'll make the catch. And Mason, you talked about how dangerous Allie was coming in. They've got her 0-2 to start this game.
Yeah, if you shut her down, a lot of that, she's kind of what Taren brings to Exira,
yep.
Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon at the top of the lineup, is where if she gets on, the team starts to roll. You get her out early, you could see the team struggle behind her. So they've got a really battle after that.
Reese Goot walked and scored back in the first inning. She'll take the first pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. And again, the defense pretty much set up the way it was before. The 0-1 offering. Rise ball coming right back here at me, and the count 1-1.
Yeah, I tried not to flinch as much as I could that time.
Yeah, I moved a little bit. I wouldn't say I flinched, but it was kind of one of those, I know the fence is in front of me, but it was literally like almost right at my face. 1-1 pitch catches the outside corner for strike two.
And now this is where you pull the defense back again, and you're like, well, you got two strikes on him, Riley. Go get her at the plate.
Outfield playing relatively deep for a girl that bunts a lot. Pitch on the way up top, tried to get her to chase that rise ball. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes.
And I think part of that reason, Jeff, is that they want to give the perception of space there when you've got fast outfielders to be able to chase up on the ball on fly balls.
Pitch on the way. Outside, three balls and two strikes. My thing, though, is if you got a girl that slaps a little bit, you're not going to make that catch trying to run in from that far out, and she's going to drop it in front of you.
Yeah, so you got to try and put the ball there if you are Fremont Mills.
Pitch on the way just outside, so she's going to walk for a second time here this evening. Both of the walks from Miller have come to Goot, and that's going to bring up now Adeline Billingsley. Billingsley doubled down the left field side her first time up. It got out to the fence. That drove in the only run of the game right now for the Spartans.
Yeah, now you just got to hope, you know, if they're going to try and send her to steal, you got to hope that Taryn can get there in time and Zoe can put it on a line.
Spartans up 2-1 on the Knights. Pop up. That'll drift foul back out of play. And the count is 0-1. And Mason, I have learned here, if you look up, you're going to be blinded, so you just put the head down and hope it don't hit you.
Yeah, I look up because I don't want to get hit. So I'm like, I'm ready to catch any ball that's close to us.
The 0-1 offering on the way. Up top, runner goes. The throw to second, not going to be in time. Another stolen base here for Goode as the count goes to 1-1. You're probably too old to know Rocky, but my head's about as hard as Rocky's was, so I probably could take a shot to the head. So.
I know Rocky. They get the statue in Philly.
Yeah, that is true.
I had to go back and watch Rocky, though, because I watched Creed first. So.
Yep, I figured you'd be more of a Creed guy than a Rocky guy, which makes sense. 1-1 pitch on the way, popped up again. That one's going to be out into fair territory, and Aubrey Nelson will make the catch at second base. Literally standing next to her was Taryn Peterson.
And I want to say, that's leadership right there. I mean, she knows, she sprints behind her and knows, I'm able to make the play there, but Nelson calling her off says, I'll make the play here. But Taryn's like, you know, I'm ready to go if this ball pops out of your glove.
That'll bring up the catcher, Lindsay Smith. She was hit by a pitch on her first pitch the first time, nearly gets hit there as that one misses inside, and the count 1-1, no strikes. Two outs here, top of the third. Spartans on top, 2-1. Jeff Blankman, Mason Nealon with you here as we come to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Pitch on the way up top. 2-0. If you're looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and the team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. There's a swing and a miss. And they count 2-1.
And the one thing I will say about catchers against Fremont Mills, Laura McCarville did it really well, is always doing it well tonight. Walk the girl back to second. Don't let her try and take off to third.
2-1 pitch, runner goes. She'll step out, makes the throw. It's going to get out into left field as it bounced off the glove of Standerson. But right there to back up the play is Wanzer. And that's going to put a runner down at third with a 3-1 count, I think. Yep, 3-1 count. A base hit here would score. She'd have probably scored from second with her speed. 3-1 pitch popped up. And that's going to be back out of play, and the count will run full. The difference is now Mason with her at third. Anything that would get by Rasmussen would be a run.
Yeah, now you got to, you know, with 3-2, you're probably looking for the strikeout if you're Miller. If not, got to make sure the field plays straight up.
Miller taking her time to get the pitch off of that wristband. Pitch on the way. Called strike 3 on the inside corner. Big strikeout, her fourth of the ballgame. The biggest thing is that is the final out here in the third inning. For the Knights, no runs on no hits. There was no errors, and they leave one runner left on base. We're through 2.5. It's Spartan 2, Knights 1. We're back in a minute here on KKRL.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Mason, we said coming into this one that the Spartans maybe needed to keep this low scoring. So far, they've been able to do it. They're up 2-1 heading to the bottom of the third. First pitch to Taryn Peterson. Taken outside for 1. Peterson singled, stole second, and scored back in the first inning.
Yeah, and you said, you know, you need her to be on base for this team to really roll early.
The 1-0 pitch. Call the strike on the inside corner. 1-1 right now on Peterson. Taryn again coming in, hitting 542, 8 double, 3 triple, 5 home run, 21 RBI, and now 54 runs scored. There's a chopper again out to left field. That's going to get through the legs of the left fielder, Mitchell. Another error. Peterson's going to dig around second, headed to third, and she's going to be in the third on the air.
And look at, you see the emotion when she comes around to third there. I mean, clapping the hands, kind of screaming towards the dugout. You know that she wants this game, and you see that from both sides. You know, there's a lot of emotion in these type of games. And for a senior, or for a junior leader like that to be able to go out there and get that lead off all the way to third, no outs on the board, and show that type of emotion, that gets the rest of the girls fired up and ready to go.
That'll bring Anna Larson, an outstanding bunter. Will they try to bunt her in? There's the bunt. They'll field, they'll look, the throw to first is going to get away again from Fitcher over at first. The run going to come in to score, and moving up to second on the play is going to be Larson.
And that's what happens when you put pressure on them like that. You know, in left field, you have that error that goes through the legs. Taryn's at third. Taryn scooted all the way halfway down the line here. And by the time that they had looked back, Taryn was standing there ready to go. And when they throw to first, you didn't have enough time. Taryn's already scoring. Larson over there this time as well. A nice job from Coach Obermeyer to kind of say, let's get going there, Anna. You can get two out of this.
And, you know, Mason, if you're an ICAM Manning fan right now and you're listening to this game, you're probably sitting here thinking, where were these errors against us the other night? Because you said that they were nearly flawless defensively the other night in that win.
Yeah, they played really well defensively in the win over ICAM Manning. And now it's just like, you know, what? I think it's just the fact that it is Xyre Elkhorn Kimbleton Audubon. Sometimes that gets in your head when you see that little one right next to the name and you come into it thinking this is an uphill battle. They went into ICAM Manning probably with a lot of confidence knowing that it was two unranked teams fighting to go to this final round here. But now you just got to settle in and play because, you know, for Xyre, if you keep letting them, you know, build on this momentum, they're going to run away with this game.
If they're the Knights, though, you've had five errors in the game, and technically right now you're only down 3-1. You're still in this game having played maybe one of your worst defensive games of the season.
But now you got to see where this goes.
Yep.
No outs
yep.
on the board, runner at second. If this keeps spiraling, this could get worse than it already is.
Absolutely. Riley Miller will step in. She grounded out to the shortstop, scoring a run her first time up. There's a chopper, and that one's going to be out in the left center field. They'll hold up a Larson. At third, Miller's going to reach on the air.
And the one thing I will say, Jeff, that I don't like about what Fremont Mills does here is that a lot of the girls don't set their feet when they're going to throw. I just saw it on that last play there, and it almost kind of chopped through the infield and got to a glove there. But, you know, when you're making a lot of errors like this, you got to go back and look at the fundamentals. You know, are my feet set when I'm throwing? Am I getting ready to throw the ball? Am I fielding the ball cleanly?
And
that's
that
the
one,
big thing.
Yeah, that one wasn't even on the throw. She just didn't get the body in front of it, and it slid right past her out into the outfield. So
yeah, and that's the big thing. Fundamentals at the end of the day will win you softball games, and if your fundamentals aren't there, then it's hard to win.
Fundamentals win you every sport, right?
Yeah.
When you think?
Pretty much every sport, I'd say.
Riley Peterson will step in. Chopper foul up the third base side. Tom Peterson says, I'll show you how to field, and reaches down with the left hand and scoops that one up. Tom was a pretty good player, it sounds like, in his day.
Told me he used to hit bombs.
Did he?
Riley Miller told me that he'll go to batting practice, and he'll sometimes just fly one over the fence.
Yeah, I can see that. The 0-1 pitch, Peterson will square around, and that one's going to hit her. The bases are going to be loaded on the hit by pitch. That'll be the first hit by pitch for Billingsley here in the ballgame. So you had a single with an error, then an error, then an error, now a hit by pitch. And this is the type of thing that can explode into a big inning. No outs here in the inning, and Lucy Sanderson will step in. She reached on an error her first time up.
And so here's where you see where Xyre wants to go. You could try and butt one here maybe, but you try and probably put Sanderson on.
Fly ball out towards center. That should score a run. That's going to drop in. That'll be a base hit. Diving effort that time by Allie, not able to get to it. Two runs will come in to score. On the 2-RBI single for Lucy Sanderson, it's 5-1 Spartans.
And Allie immediately, when she came to the ground, kind of slammed her glove into the ground because she knew that one scoring two if it gets through. But they shifted, and they moved Allie more towards the flag, kind of in left center. That time, Sanderson takes it to right center, and the diving effort, no good, able to bring in two. So, you know, that's just the one thing that you get unlucky with sometimes with a girl like Allie who's got speed. Even if you do shift them there, she was almost able to make the play, but just out enough that she's not able to.
And that's one, that was a great effort, not taking anything away from the effort on that, but she had to dive. You almost wonder if she's better on taking that on the hop because everybody had to hold up to see if she was going to catch it. That probably only scores one because then you get the ball into the infield and only one run comes in to score. There is a bunt foul up the third base side by Abby Wanzer in the count 0-1. Wanzer grounded back to the pitcher to end the first inning on a really good chopper up the middle. her first time up. You don't understand what I'm saying there? The smart play to play there might have been to take it on the hop instead of trying to dive.
When Allie threw during warm-up, she was getting it cleanly to the catcher on the throw there. So you're only scoring one no matter what.
Yeah, and she might have had a chance on the hop to be able to throw her out. There's a bunt that's perfectly placed. Billingsley will field and not going to be able to make the play in time. And the bases will remain loaded on the infield single. And all of this coming after three errors to start the inning.
And I said this against Newell Fonda. Newell Fonda is a team that likes to bunt against you when you're struggling. Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton Audubon did that to them when they struggled. Fremont Mills is the same team like Newell Fonda. They're doing it right now. They're putting the pressure on this defense, and they're saying, we're going to make you play clean defense to beat us tonight.
Yeah, sometimes teams don't, like pressing teams in basketball aren't good at handling the press sometimes. There's a chopper over to third. They should come home. There's going to be the force out. So they will get Riley Peterson at home on the 5-2 putout. That is the first out in the inning. Standerson down to third. Wands are up to second. Rasmussen will reach on the fielder's choice. More than likely, Maya King going to come back in to run for.
And the important thing there, if you're Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton Audubon, doesn't kill you. I mean, you have one run come off the board, but there's just one out. Base is still loaded.
Yep.
Now it's time for, you know, somebody else to step in here. Maybe a Brennan Nelson, maybe Jordan after her as well, to just make a play here. Put something through the infield, maybe score two.
Yeah, the only thing you can't do is the infield is drawn in here to try and go home to first for the double play. The only thing you don't want to do is turn yourself into that line drive double play there. This time, and there's a chopper out to the shortstop, Malcolm. And Mason, that's that young person kind of, she didn't charge it. A lot of speed over at third base. And Sanderson, she was going to beat the play. Then she decided maybe I should go to third. Couldn't do it. There's not going to be an error on the play, as she did make a play to third, but Nelson's going to reach on the fielder's choice, pick up the RBI, and the lead is now 6-1.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just one that, you know, you look at it and you say, you just got to make that decision faster. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to come up on that ball, and you got to know, I got to go home immediately with this ball to try and get the runner there. You can't second guess yourself when you're already looking home.
I think we're going to get a runner over at first base. And coming in to run is going to be Aubrey Nelson, so Aubrey will run for Brenna. So 6-1 Spartans, 4-run third inning. Mason called it. He said the third would be a big inning. He's not right very often, but I'll give him the credit here.
When did I say that?
When we were in the break, you said this could be a big inning.
Oh, I don't even remember that. All right, well.
Now I shouldn't give you credit for it if you don't remember saying it.
If you're going to give me credit, I'll take the credit, but I don't remember it. But, yeah, I mean, we kind of said this, too. This is a team that builds off momentum. You've gone through almost the entire lineup now with just one out, and you've got bases loaded here. So you got to keep that momentum riding early.
Jordan Mulford, line drive, base hit out into right field. That'll score one. That's going to score two. As the throw's going to come in, and now runners are going to be at first and third.
And that time, just kind of a miscue from the second baseman there. She looks and she sees the girl going to third, sees the girl going home. Doesn't throw anywhere. Just kind of holds on to the ball. And you never know if that's the right play or the wrong play, depending on how it could have went. But now it's going to force the hand of Fremont Mills once again, as six runs in this inning going to put the Spartans up big.
Yeah, again, coming in to score on the play was Lucy Standerson and Maya King. So Wanzer and King were the two that scored. Aubrey Nelson rounded second, kind of stopped about halfway through, and then took off towards third. And the second baseman, Goot, never made the throw, so that allowed her to get down to third. Mulford picks up a couple of RBI, and the lead now up to 8-1. And the biggest thing if you're a Knight fan right now, is the Spartans are back to the top of the order in the ever-dangerous Taryn Peterson.
And they're going to switch pitchers. They're going with the senior out in left field to come in and throw from here. I've never seen her pitch, as she didn't pitch in the game against IKEA Manning, so it'll be my first time as well.
We'll step away, take a break. We're back right after this on 93.7 KKRL. Spartans up right now by 7.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experiences highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
New pitcher here is moving down to second. On the play is going to be at Jordan Mulford on a runner's indifference. The pitch taken in there for a strike for Taryn Peterson. Taryn tonight, a couple of singles, couple of runs scored. She's had the only earned run so far tonight for the Spartans. Pitch on the way. Line drive, base hit up the middle. That should score two. The throw will come into second base, and it's 10-1 in favor of the Spartans.
And the Spartans just, they're going to keep this team bleeding. They're hitting the ball really well. They're pitching well. They're running really well. This is just kind of one of the more complete games I've seen from Xyre Elkhorn, Kimmelton, Audubon so far. And this was about the time that you need your most complete game.
So the book not quite closed. Actually, the book is now closed on Billingsley. Peterson taken up to second. She'll be in with her second stolen base of the night. Count goes to 1-0 on Larson. Is that one misses low and away? Larson with a sack bunt back in the first. That moved Peterson down to third, then reached on an error and scored in the third inning. 10-1 right now. Spartans with the lead. 2 in the first, 8 here in this third. Fremont Mills opened up the game with a run in the top of the first. The pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 1-1. We haven't seen Larson do much but square around to bunt, but she really hits the ball well.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if they let her swing now with Taryn at second to try and get, with one out, someone around.
1-1 pitch downstairs. And the count, 2 balls and 1 strike.
And I will say, if you're Xyre Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon, you press where it hurts right now, and you try and get one through the infield again, because if you get to that 10-run rule here going into the fourth, you got to feel really confident.
And Billingsley did move out to right, so Mitchell and Billingsley just kind of swapping here. There is a shot again right back up the middle. Peterson with her score, with her speed's going to come in. They will try to get her, but the throw's going to sail. And now Larson's going to try to move down to third and does on the air.
And I will say, a nice job there of Taryn Peterson ducking out of the way of the catcher. You don't want to hit her on the way in. And a nice job of Larson there looking up at Tom and, just kind of trusting his instinct of get all the way to three. Now we've got another runner right there for Riley Miller, who's done a nice job hitting tonight as well.
Yeah, and this inning has really blown up here. 11-1 now in favor of the Spartans. Riley Miller will step in. Miller tonight has grounded in the shortstop twice. Pitch on the way. That one is flied out towards the center fielder. That's going to be deep enough to score the run, as the throw will come in, so the sacrifice fly will put another run across the plate as Larson scores from third, and the lead is pushed to 12-1 with it 2 outs here in the inning.
And, even there, Jeff, you fly out if you're Riley Miller, but you bring another run across the board. You take the trade-off of, I'm not at first base, but I'm helping my team win here.
6 hits here in the inning for the Spartans. 7 in the ballgame, and there is a line drive foul down the third base side. Batter is Briley Peterson. She's got really good power. The bases are empty for the first time since Taryn Peterson led off the inning with a single and moved it to a third on a two-base error.
And again, I kind of used that phrase of press where it hurts there. You saw it with Larson. You've seen it with Miller. Now, putting the bat on the ball and making this defense, make decisions in the field is what Xyre Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon has to do to be able to get these runs across the board.
Pitch on the way downstairs. 1 ball and 1 strike. And Mason, if the Spartans hold on here, it looks like Monday around noon, maybe, is going to be where they're going to play.
Monday around noon, and they more than likely, unless there's another upset, play the winner of the number 10, number 8, Remsen St. Mary's Newell Fonda.
Pop up out towards right center, drifting over as Alice. She'll come in and makes the catch, and that'll be the final out of the inning, but a huge, huge inning. 10 runs. I'm going to try and count hits here real quick. 10 runs on 6 hits. I'll attempt to count errors as well. There was 3-4 errors in the inning, and they leave nobody left on base. We'll head to the bottom half, or top half, I should say, of the fourth. It's 12-1 Spartans back in a minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, Raph!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Kinley Blackburn, Sage Mitchell, and Carly Knuckles are the scheduled hitter. First pitch swung on and missed, and the count 0-1. Blackburn struck out swinging for the second out in the first inning. Again, Fremont Mills scored a run in the first. They got a walk and then an RBI double from Billingsley. There's another swing and a miss, and the count quickly 0-2. Since then, they've had strikeout, pop up to the shortstop, strikeout, pop up to the catcher in foul territory, ground ball to the third baseman, walk, fly out to second base, and a strikeout looking. Pitch on the way outside, and we count 1-2.
And I like going away from the rise ball on that one. You've done a couple of 0-2s with the rise ball that time. Fastball outside. I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to throw it here, though.
Mason, we've got to start thinking about our Culver's player of the game here. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That one's going to drift out of play, and we count 1-2. I don't know when we'll have to announce it, but it'll be sometime in the Mackey Motors tailgate at the conclusion of this one. But there's a lot of players right now that are going to be in the hunt for this. I'm already confused.
I'm going to have to look at the stats and kind of figure things out.
1-2 pitch popped up. That one's going to drift back again, right back behind us. Well, maybe Jace Baker would run over there, but maybe he's a... What did he call me again the other night?
Senior citizen.
Maybe he's the senior citizen and couldn't get up and run back there. I don't
Battery's
know.
Battery's got a game tomorrow. He doesn't want to get hurt.
I got to give him a hard time. Pitch misses outside, 2-2 the count now on Blackburn. Well, I pick on his dad a lot, so I got to pick on him every now and then.
Probably don't pick on the other kid's dad, Mr. Hayden.
Oh, yeah, no, going to be nice to him because he didn't call me old the other night. There's a swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Riley Miller, one out here in the inning, and that's going to bring to the plate now Sage Mitchell.
And would be a huge inning if you can close this thing off and get a couple of strikeouts in the book here. That'd be a huge inning for Miller.
Yeah, fifth strikeout of the ballgame right now for Riley Miller as Mitchell steps into the plate. There's a line drive, and that is going to be gloved by the shortstop, Taryn Peterson. And there are two outs here in the inning.
I'm going to have to ask Taryn, do you want to make it any more effortless on that catch? I mean, literally just picks up her leg and puts the glove up. There was zero effort in that catch. She just didn't have to move anyway.
She's about as smooth at shortstop as maybe since Kelsey Pettit when she played with Kelsey Ashide at the time back for Kemper. There's a ground ball foul off of the bat of Carly Knuckles in the count 0-1. Knuckles popped up to the shortstop in front of second base. Taryn Peterson for the first out back in the second inning and her other plate appearance.
Trying to keep up with some of the other games here as well, just to know. It looks like Remsen up on Newell 8-2 right now.
Check swing, or they're going to check down. They're going to say she did not go around. And you can sense the Spartan fans really want it right behind us and to our left.
Yeah, you can tell they want this game to be kind of in their hands and able to control it.
1-1 pitch swung on and missed in the count 1-2. And haven't brought it up yet in this game, but Riley Miller went over 800 career strikeouts the other night in that win against Bedford and has done a fantastic job again here tonight.
Yeah, she might be closing in on 1,000 coming up for a career, hopefully, because she's one girl that can really get you pretty close to 200.
Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. And that is going to do it here as Miller picks up her sixth strikeout, and the Spartans are headed back to the state tournament as they win it here tonight by a final of 12-1 in four innings of play. So a dominant performance here tonight. Mason, some quick thoughts here before we head off to our Mackey Motors tailgate.
That's exactly what a number one team should do. I mean, that was dominance, and they were able to hit the ball, field the ball, everything you needed to do tonight. They were able to get it done.
What stood out for you about Riley?
Riley just, I mean, her spots. I mean, the rise ball wasn't always in the zone, but she was getting girls to chase. But the fastball was so consistent tonight that it was there that girls were scared of that third pitch, which was making it easier for her to kind of put stuff out of the zone and make girls swing at it.
We'll step away, Mackey Motors tailgate next year on 93.7 KKRL. Spartans advance to the state tournament on Monday with a 12-1 victory. We'll talk with Tom Peterson and some of the girls coming up next here on the Mackey Motors tailgate.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
We welcome you back here on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award again for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Mason, we just kind of talked about Riley in the circle, but the bats did their job tonight, and it all started in a way with Taryn Peterson with that, that start right there in the first inning, and then she started the third as well, and that third inning erupted into a 10-run inning.
Yeah, we talked about this entire year long. If you're Taryn, you've got to really come out hot because these girls really rely on you to get runs across the board. She's able to do that tonight a couple of times, getting around on a couple of balls to put it down that shortstop side. And just props to everyone in that lineup for Exire, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon tonight to be able to hit the ball and be able to be as consistent as they were tonight.
Yeah, they scored in every spot in the lineup. So every girl, it wasn't every girl, but every position, because Maya King runs, of course, for Zoe. But every spot scored at some point in this game tonight, and that tells you about the depth of this team.
Yeah, and we kind of talked before we got down here, Jeff. There's no easy game from the postseason on, but tonight was just one of those that you look at and you're like, it's really already over because of how good Exire Elkhorn Kimbleton was in that third inning alone, putting up 10 runs. I mean, you just look at it and you go, well, now it's like you got to keep that up going into the state tournament come up on Monday. More than likely going to be facing, a team that is the 8 seed coming in at 12 o'clock on Monday.
And hopefully by the time we get back to Carroll and I sit down to write up the recap for tonight and the audio breakdown of this game, hopefully the other game will be final and maybe the pairings will be out and we'll know for sure who they have on Monday and for sure what time. But we're anticipating either Newell Fonda or St. Mary's of Remsen in that opening round. And again, we're anticipating right around noon. Mason, what did you see from the bats here tonight?
They were showing bunt on a lot of the ones that you would anticipate them to show bunt. I mean, the Anna Larsons that were able to, show bunt and try and move Taryn around. But, you had those power hitters that were just finding gaps. Larson found a couple of gaps. Taryn found some gaps. Briley found some gaps. Riley found some gaps. And once that top of the lineup starts to kind of click, some of the girls that are younger and, just getting their first couple of playoff games under their belt underneath are the girls that really start to feed off that. The Lucy Stanersons, Brenna Nelson, Zoe Rasmus, and some of those girls, they really fed off that tonight. And so once that top lineup started to get to rolling, you kind of knew that it was going to be that way.
And for the defense tonight against the butt, how much do you think coming out in the set that they came out, how much do you think that helped?
A lot. I mean, they knew what they wanted to do tonight. They knew what they wanted to take away. And I think that Fremont kind of got put on their heels when they saw a couple of girls come out early. And I think a lot of that is the couple of outs they got on Lena Alley. Because, if Lena gets on that time, they have a runner on. It's dangerous. Probably, we talk about it with Cal and Ty Hayden sometimes in baseball, even Taryn Peterson here in softball. If she gets around all the way to third, you have a runner in scoring position, no outs on the board, and it's probably your second batter. So it's important to get those outs early.
We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up. Of course, we've got interviews coming up with Coach Peterson and some of our players. That's next for you here on 93.7 KKRL. The only thing is we've got to get some of those photographers to let those kids get over to us as we are live. Back right after this.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experience is highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experience is highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on 93.7 KCarroll. Jeff Langman joined right now by Anna Larson from the Spartans of Exire, Oakland, Kimbledon, Audubon as they advanced to the state tournament for the second time in the last 3 years and the second time in her outstanding career. Anna, this one you said, does this one feel different and better than even 2 years ago, or is it kind of the same?
Yeah, I would say definitely since I'm a senior this year.
Yep.
It was a lot quicker of a pace ball this time. So, you know, I loved going 2 years ago, but I think this year feels extra special because I am a senior. So,
yep.
Yeah.
What's it like to be out in center field and see, like, almost all of your infielders standing, like, 10 feet away from home plate? What does that do for you? Because it kind of tells you anything in the air over their head, you probably got to try and go get.
No, I have put a lot of time into the outfield.
Yep.
I was kind of thrown in there a couple years ago, and ever since I've put in a lot of effort there, I take a lot of pride in playing center field. So I think it's pretty cool. I'm always ready for anything that comes at me.
You said you kind of got thrown in. Sounds to me like that might have been a great move for you because you've turned
absolutely into
an outstanding outfielder. Talk about the work you've put in to get to where you're at.
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, I started in the outfield and left field, and that was definitely a good starting point for me. Obviously, center field is a little bit of a bigger role, but I think the time off of the field, the mentality, it really changes the game for me.
When you come to the plate, a lot of times Taryn's on, so you mm-hmm. almost – are sacrificing a lot of times when you don't have to sacrifice, you hit it really well.
Yeah.
What's the mentality for you of, okay, this time I'm going to probably give myself out unless I can beat it out or now I finally get a swing away?
Yep, I definitely changed my mentality before the game. I think that's super important. Our batting practice before is very efficient. And all season, I've been hitting the ball really well. So that kind of built my confidence up the whole season. And I think when I came over here and hit it down the middle, that felt really good. So,
what did you guys think you were going to see from their starting pitcher tonight? And then you didn't really get a face to back up, but what did you think?
A couple of us did go and watch them, so we kind of had an idea. We knew that they were very similar to other pitchers that we've seen throughout the whole season. So that was really a confidence booster for us, I think. She was a great pitcher. I think it was something that we had already seen before, so we felt good about it.
When the errors started to add up for them, what's the killer instinct of this group to go, let's go end this?
We all want to be here. We're really excited. We knew we were going to make it far. We just have a really good bond as a team, so I think that makes a huge difference in us.
There was a celebration after this one, but it seemed almost kind of subdued, like, mission not over yet. Is that kind of what
saw
out
we're
there?
We're here to win it all, so we're never ready to be done. So excited.
What do you got to do to win that up in Fort Dodge now?
Keep the same mentality. I think we hit the ball really well, and if we continue to keep hitting the ball very well, we will do great things.
Well, I tell you what, outstanding job. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's been fun, and we've got at least three more games coming up. Absolutely. So appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
You bet. Anna Larson joining us here. We've got Riley Miller standing over here, chatting with Doug Newton, of course. Doug, how are you? Riley, congratulations. The other night you went over 800 career strikeouts. I know you're creeping even closer to 200 for this season. I lost track of where you're at right now. But you're in the 190s now. How'd you feel out on the hill, especially going against a team you knew was going to bunt a lot?
I mean, first inning I had a little bit of nerves because I didn't know how, we would, defend a bunt because we haven't seen a team like that before. But then after the first inning when we finally got our three outs, I felt very confident in us, especially after we put two on the board.
You've had girls slide up to take the bunt away, but it was almost the entire team besides Briley early.
Mm-hmm.
Does that get into your vision, or are you so locked with Zoe that you didn't even notice that, Aubrey was standing, 4 foot to your left?
Yeah, I tried to just focus on the batter and not what they were doing around me. sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I just tried to focus on the batter and what I needed to do.
What worked for you tonight?
I would say my curveball worked really well. He wasn't giving me much high,
right?
Which is okay as long as he's giving me the outside corner, and I would say he's giving me that. So I just tried to work and try to get up in the count so then I could throw my rise ball.
You like to go rise ball 0-2 or 1-2 a lot of times, but you weren't always getting that, so it looked like you adjusted. What did you start to go to then?
I really went to my curveball because he was calling low, so my curveball kind of drops a little. So it was nice he was giving me that outside corner that I could go get those two strikes that I need to get before I could return back to my rise ball.
You fielded the first ball of the game off of the bat of the alley girl, and you knew she could run fast. How important was it maybe to get that first out tonight and not let her get started?
Yeah, I feel like just getting that first out really built a lot of confidence with the team. We were able to just be take a breath and just be okay, we got this. We don't need to overthink anything. Just play our game.
We talked to you a lot about pitching. You were a good hitter 2 years ago when you went to state last year, a good hitter. You've taken it to a different level. Even if the average isn't in the 500s, you're flying out to drive in runs now and you're finding the gaps. What kind of work have you put in, not just to pitch, but to become an elite hitter and move up from being a very good hitter?
I've definitely just tried to think line shots. I don't need a home run. I don't need anything special. Base hits will do the job. Taryn's on third, I need to be able to score her. So my mindset is that I need a hit, I need to score them.
I heard somebody say tonight when Taryn got here, and you heard me kind of tease her that she was loud and rowdy when she got here, that's a good sign for you guys. As a team, when you or her, kind of the leaders, kind of come in with that energy, how do you think that helps this team maybe play the way you did tonight?
I feel like it definitely, just keeps us out of our head. It tries to keep us, goofy, we're not trying to be too serious. Just play the way that we know that we need to play and not overthink anything.
You're very serious, though, so how do you be goofy and have that focus that you have?
Yeah, I would say I'm very serious in the circle. I don't like to goof off, but, in the dugout, I do like to goof off. I like to, bring my spirits up, try to just, relax, and then in the circle, I just try to be serious.
What's going to be different for you, do you think, in this trip to the state compared to the one you made 2 years ago?
We're the one seed, so we definitely have different expectations. I know last time we went in with the mindset of we're the underdogs in all of our games, so why not just go out and take it? And now we're the one seed, which I don't think adds any pressure, but I think it's just the confidence factor really just builds.
You didn't have to throw a lot tonight because the game ended early. It was warm. How much does that help you? Even though you're almost getting a week off, how much does it help to not maybe have to go deep into this game?
I mean, it definitely just feels good, like, knowing that my team can hit as well as we did, just to try to stay my arm a little bit, because I probably will have to throw four games at state, which is okay. I'm perfectly fine with doing that, but it definitely feels good to save a little bit of my arm.
Well, I can't wait to see you up in Fort Dodge. For some reason, I'm still picturing you 2 years ago sitting in the chair up there in that girls' union chair. I don't know why I see you sitting. It's going to be great to see you back up there.
Thank you, Jeff.
Absolutely. Riley Miller joining us here tonight again on 93.7 at KKRL. We'll see if we can get Taryn and Coach Peterson at some point as well. So we'll step away, take a break. We'll try and catch up with Taryn Peterson and also head coach Tom Peterson coming up next here on our Mackie Motors at Tailgate.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Mackie Motors tailgate rolling on. Tom Peterson, the head coach for the Spartans, joining us. Tom, congratulations. Big win, convincing win. Not surprised you won. I am surprised this only lasted four innings tonight.
Yeah. You know, one of the things coming in is their offense puts a lot of pressure on defenses, Jeff, and I wanted to make sure that we did the same. You know, our approach at the plate I thought was really good. She's kind of a drop ball pitcher. Tried to make sure that we moved everybody up so we could get the ball before you saw as much of or any break whatsoever. And I thought that we hit the ball pretty hard. And for the most part, you know, our bunts, we got them down. The execution was there, but still some things you got to clean up, obviously, going forward.
What did you think of the way you wanted to play defense against their bunt tonight? Because I think that threw them for a loop, not having maybe seen that all year long.
Yeah, well, you know, they want to put pressure on you, right, with their first two batters. And so I thought that we would try to put pressure on them as a defense by bringing them up to hopefully take them out of their comfort zone, to be honest. You know, it's one thing to bunt, but it's another thing to bunt when you've got girls that are 15 feet away and you're trying to place it in between two tiny little gaps to where girls can't get to. And so I want to try to take their strength away as much as we possibly could. And I really felt that we did that tonight.
The alley girl ended up having to swing away and chopped one back to Riley there in the top of the first. She gets her.
Yep.
How important was it to maybe start that game off, not letting her be the first one to get on base?
Well, anytime you get the leadoff batter on, you know, good things are going to happen. Yep. You look at what, you know, Taryn, she scored. We executed that. She gets a base hit. We move her over. Steal, sacrifice, bunt, score on a hit from Riley. You know, and so that leadoff batter is just so huge. And you got to make them earn it. So it's one of the things I had said to Riley
I wanted to make sure that their girls weren't getting free passes and challenge them. And we did that.
You mentioned Taryn, as good a leadoff hitter as there is in the game right now, I think.
Yep.
Gets on, creates so much pressure on the base pass. She came in with that, I think, attack mentality here tonight.
Yeah, she was due. She had to step up here a little bit, but today I felt like she did that. Maybe it must have been the father-daughter walk that we had today where we got to have a conversation. But, no, it's come to be expected. She puts the ball in play, and, when she gets on base, Jeff, I'm gonna try to advance her.
Right.
You know, that's just kind of how I am, and, you know as well as I do. Everything's got to be perfect for a pitch to go to the catcher, for her to have a good transfer, a good throw to second base, and kudos when you get them out.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I look at it, so... No, it just helps us in every situation. You know, she's kind of one of a leader. She's a big leader on our team, so it just helps us.
And Anna Larson,
yep,
is really good at moving her,
yes,
when you need her, and when she doesn't need to move her, she's been really good at,
absolutely,
picking up base hits and driving,
yep,
and runs. She kind of quietly does things that I don't think everybody notices.
Yeah, it's the quiet assassin. You know,
yes.
You know what I mean? I talked to her last time. It would have been against Bedford.
Yep.
You know, twice I think you and I talked about,
yeah,
this. She moved girls from first to second or second to third,
yep,
to where we scored and manufactured runs. She does it again tonight, and then when she doesn't have to, she hits a base hit that scores another.
Yep.
It just, you know, she's a special player. She bats over 400. She's an amazing center fielder,
yes,
that one that does. She doesn't get the credit she deserves. I mean, my goodness, she covers ground right and left. She's got a good arm. And the best thing about Anna is she's a great kid.
Yes.
She's fun to be around. So, no, just super, super proud of all of these kids and what they've done.
You play Monday now. We're thinking probably around noon with where you're,
yep,
seated going in. I think the last we knew, St. Mary's was leading Newell Fonda. Mason's going to look up the final. Does it matter to you guys who you get in the opening round, or is it about you guys going up and doing what you need to do to take care of business?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. You know, when you get up there, it's like basketball. It's like football. Anything can happen.
Right.
You know, there's a reason why eight teams are where they are. And so when you get there, you know, take my Sooners into consideration. You know, you look at what they did in the College World Series. But no,
in all, what, seventh or something in the league in the regular season and then win the College World Series, right?
In all seriousness, no,
yeah,
it's a matter of who's hot. And
yeah,
Remsen St. Mary's is the hottest team in the state of Iowa,
okay,
hands down, because I've looked at some of their stuff, and they're just an extremely hot team. So everybody that goes there, record is 0-0,
yep,
and that's got to be the approach.
They're up 8-4 right now after 5.
Yep.
What do you do now with a week to get ready? Do you give them a little bit of a,
yeah,
break, or is it right back to work tomorrow?
No, they get tomorrow off. On Wednesday we'll get together, we'll meet, probably have a light practice, go over the itinerary and what you're going to be doing when you go up there. So, then you get back to work. You know, at this time of year, it's about all the fundamentals that you did all the way back in March into May. It's long,
yep,
and the kids know that too. You're playing right now in 90-degree weather, but I think that these girls, they'll accept that, especially with where they get to finish their season.
Well, congratulations, Tom. We will see you up,
thank you,
in Fort Dodge. I'll probably set something up with you and get a pregame interview before that first game.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Tom Peterson again with the Spartans of Exirocrin-Kimbleton. We'll wrap up our interviews here in a moment with Taryn Peterson, who is set to join us. And
can't figure it out.
you got it fairly easy. I was a little concerned with the look on your face there. But this one's got to feel pretty good. You and the girls were there 2 years ago. I asked Anna this. You're not a senior. She is. For her, it was different because she's a senior. Is it different for you this year to make it back?
Honestly, I would say yes and no. You just got to play our game, obviously. And obviously, all of us are doing it for the seniors. Obviously,
yep,
these are three outfielders, and we don't want anything to lose for them. We want to try and go out and win it all, and that's what we're going to try and do.
So I kidded with you when I got here tonight. Actually, I was here before you got here. But you come walking up, and somebody says, things are going to go well. Taryn's laughing and joking, and she's got a little rowdiness,
yeah,
to her. When you're like that, what does net bring this team, do you think?
I definitely think it just brings them a lot of energy. Obviously, I love being the energy bunny all the time, and that's exactly what I do on this team. I try and bring everybody up. But, you know, I wouldn't be able to do it without Briley. Briley and I, we're just two peas in a pod, and we're always bringing everybody. You got to keep everybody positive and having a good vibe. And if you make a mistake in the field, you just got to let it go right away. And honestly, I don't even think we had very many mistakes
no.
tonight, or any, but we just had to play our game.
you play a funky defense tonight. You were playing third to start with, even though you were the shortstop. You slid over to third. You guys were all playing up, and then everybody else stayed up, and you drifted back. You pretty much had almost the entire infield to kind of cover there. You almost made a play at second base, but what was the mindset for you girls defensively with that setup tonight?
Obviously, it's going to be a little different since you only ran it one time, and that was our one time. It's obviously yesterday in practice, but you have to – you know, you have to take a deep breath, and you just got to rely on what's going to happen. And I definitely think, obviously, right away, Riley was there, got the first hit, and got it right to her glove, which is awesome because, you know, sometimes usually Riley doesn't get those very often, but it's okay.
I always say she builds her position while you're just saying she doesn't.
Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't, but obviously tonight she executed well. I mean, obviously her pitching was harder for them, and I definitely think us being up there threw them off definitely a lot just because we were so close and they didn't know what to do up there, because they're a bunting team, definitely, and obviously that led them to not doing that at all tonight.
You're so quick out onto the field. How did you get stopped in time not to run over Aubrey on that pop-up by second base? And then did you say anything? You're literally standing right behind her, and she made the catch.
Well, at first I was a little confused. I was like, Aubrey, are you going? But she did end up calling it off, which is good, because it's her ball. Obviously, it's all on her side, but you always got to be there for backup. Yep. You never know. If they drop the ball, you got to be there just in case, and just to bring them up. And obviously, I think her catching that ball is just a confidence booster for her. She's only been playing two games, and but it's a great experience out here, being around and playing with everybody on this team.
3 for 3 at the plate tonight. How did you feel? And being that, I'm going to call you an Energizer Bunny NOI because you jump started things right away there in the bottom in the first.
Honestly, obviously, when they got the runner right on the board right away, they did, and it was just obviously. It puts a little pressure on you because, you know, obviously, you know, they're going to be coming up ready to hit. But you got to do the same thing back. And that's exactly what we did, executing all throughout the game. You know, being in the first or being the leadoff batter, you got to be the one that gets on. You just have to be, because you want everybody to move you around on the base path. And that's exactly what my team does.
Do you ever go to Anna Larson and say, I'll steal second and third so you don't have to bunt?
No, I should. But Anna's a great bunter. Obviously, her being left-handed helps us out a lot. I'm not going to lie. But she executes very well. She gets that bunt down when needed. And so does Riley. Even though Riley doesn't bunt at all, she just gets the hit in. And she draws me in all the time. And I can't even thank our team enough for that. I think it's just a great experience with all of them.
So you're hoping that the finale of your trip is different. What do you got to do differently to come out with a different outcome? 2 years ago, you're in the state championship game, so a great run. This year, I know the goal is to win it.
Obviously, just to play our game, you have to relax a little bit. It's obviously going to be overwhelming up there because you're playing in front of a lot of people, and no one has anything to lose up there because everyone's 0-0, and you just have to come up there with a good mentality and say you can, and you have to play your game, and you always have to have fun.
Well, I tell you what, it's fun watching you play. It doesn't matter what sport it is. So thank you very much for coming over. We will see you hopefully Thursday. I'm not going to let you guys do the home run derby or the slow pitch softball game. But I hope to see you guys on Thursday. And then we'll definitely see you up in Fort Dodge on Monday.
Perfect. Thank you. Bet.
Taryn Peterson joining us. We will get Mr. Mason Nealon back on the headsets here tonight. As again, the Spartans win it here tonight by a final of 12-1, Mason. You've been sweating all night, so you're fine.
I don't know how I follow up that star-studded lineup of Tom and Taryn and Riley and all that.
And
but
Anna,
I mean, that was fun to say the least. But now we know a lot of our girls are out for the slow pitch softball games and all that on Thursday. But I think that's a good problem for us.
It
to
is
have.
Absolutely. I'm going to run through stats, and then we'll get the official stats up on the website later tonight. But here's what I have: Taryn Peterson 3 for 3, 2 RBI, 3 runs scored, 2 stolen bases. Anna Larson, 1 for 2, RBI, 2 runs scored. Riley Miller, 0 for 2 with a sacrifice, but she also had 2 RBI and a run scored. Riley Peterson, 0 for 2 with a run scored and a hit by pitch. Lucy Standerson, 1 for 2, 2 RBI, run scored. Abby Wander, 1 for 2 with a run scored. Zoe Rasmussen, 0 for 2. Maya King had a run scored for them. Brennan Nelson went 0 for 2 with an RBI. Aubrey Nelson had a run scored. And it was also Jordan Mulford tonight, 1 for 2 with a 2 RBI and a run scored. Riley in the circle gave up 1 hit and 1 run. It was earned. She struck out 6 and walked 2 tonight and had 1 hit by pitch. Player of the game,
Taryn Peterson. And here's my reason why for you. The innings that they were the most successful, Taryn led off or came back around, hit for them. She hit 2 down and got in. She was perfect on the night in the batter's box. And it just seemed like she was the one that Tom trusted. You know, we're going to bring everyone else up to field the bunt. We're going to make you play the entire field. And she played it pretty well tonight. So I think Taryn Peterson was our player of the game.
I got to ask, is that the first time we've named Taryn our player of the game this year?
First time in any Xyra Elkhorn-Kimmelton-Audubon game.
So that's just amazing. She is such a tremendous player that that is the first time that she was named our player of the game. So we congratulate her for that. Mason, I appreciate it. I'll let you go out. I know you got other plans tonight, so we'll let you get started with those. Don't start till you get home. But we appreciate you joining we appreciate you joining us here tonight, and we'll see you us tomorrow. Our final score here again tonight, it was the Spartans of Exirocon Kimbledon defeating tonight Fremont Mills by a final of 12-1. Have a great night, everybody.